Welcome to the Restoration Pros Unplugged podcast. In each episode, we're going to bring you insightful interviews and discussions with top restoration industry leaders. We're also going to delve into their business, the strategies that made them successful, and most importantly, the valuable lessons they learned along the way. I'm your host, Clinton James. I'm also the Chief Marketing Officer at Water Restoration Marketing. We're a digital marketing agency dedicated to helping restoration companies nationwide secure more high-value water jobs. Now, this show, it aims to provide you with the knowledge and tools you need to excel in the restoration industry. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, and welcome to the Restoration Pros Unplugged podcast. I'm your host, Clinton James. I'm also the Chief Marketing Officer at Water Restoration Marketing. It's my pleasure to be joined by Michelle Jepson. Michelle, thanks for joining us on the call today.
Thank you so much. I'm super excited to be here, Glenn.
So Michelle is the Director of Business Development for a company called Jill's Office. Now, Jill's Office is an answering service that specializes in taking calls specifically for home service companies there. So I think it's something that our audience can really resonate. So before we get started, Jill, one of the challenges and kind of the reason I ran into you guys companies is as a digital marketing agency, our job is to make the phone ring for these restoration companies. And when you're paying for something as expensive as Google Ads or pay-per-click, it's absolutely critical that every one of those calls gets answered by a live human being, right? And a lot of the smaller companies, especially owner-operators in the restoration space, they could be arguing with an insurance adjuster, having a conversation with a homeowner, driving back and forth to a job. And sometimes, unfortunately, those calls go to voicemail and those end up being missed opportunities. So why don't we start off by you just telling us a little bit about Jill's Office and the services that you guys provide specifically to home service businesses?
Yeah, absolutely. So I love that intro there because you nailed it on the head of exactly the pain point so many business owners feel. And it's almost this tragedy because when you start your business, you're so excited for the phone to ring because you know that's bringing revenue in for your business.
Absolutely.
But it doesn't take too long, then you almost dread it when it rings because you're in the middle of doing something else. You don't want to get distracted. You may be helping another customer, or it might be that you're trying to return calls, you know, when you're actually home with your family at night and it takes another 3 hours till you can turn off for the day. And so it's that struggle that every entrepreneur feels, that they started this business for freedom and soon feel like a ball and chain to their business. Now the business owns them rather than them owning a business.
It's a great analogy.
So that's why Jill's Office exists. We laugh that we're really in the business of freeing entrepreneurs because we feel those pain points of knowing how important it is to answer the phone and knowing what a blessing the phone is ringing in your business, but how draining it can feel. And it's just hard to be everywhere at once. And so we provide that overflow service to be able to answer those calls, sounding authentic to your company. We do inbound calls, we do outbound calls, we do scheduling, and we do website chat. And that's all 24/7. And so it's amazing, especially in the restoration business where, you know, that 24/7 coverage is so important.
100%.
But you shouldn't have to be married to your phone, you know, all day and night and weekends and vacation. So being able to know that somebody's got the phone and it doesn't have to be you. And even if you have staff or an in-office, office manager or CSR, knowing that they're covered too, you know, when they're at lunch, sick days, before, after hours, just having that safety net in place. And it's not, I mean, you hit one important thing on the head of, you know, just the cost of the leads that you're getting and making sure you're getting an ROI on that. But it's also the opportunity cost because, you know, whatever your average job is, every time you're missing a call, that's potential that much revenue lost in your business. And not just that job, but the referrals that could have come from that and the repeat business, hopefully not, but sometimes down the road. And so there, you know, one call is really just so valuable.
100%. And you're absolutely right, especially in the mitigation services. If they miss a water damage call, that's easily $10,000, $15,000 opportunity there. And you're right, that's one more person in the community that they can provide great service to that may ultimately generate referrals for them. So 100%. Now, I don't want to sell you guys short because I mentioned you guys as just being an answering service, but it sounds like you guys provide a lot more to a lot of the home service businesses that you work with. So talk to us a little bit about what that looks like from, you know, whether it's manning the chat on somebody's website or even making outbound calls to folks. How does something like that work?
Yeah. We joke that we're the answering service. That's not really an answering service. There can be a real bad rap for answering services, and for good reason, because a lot of times it's just a glorified voicemail, which is better than it's better to have a live call than no, that or live answer than sure. No answer, 100%. But what's nice about it is we can help pre-qualify customers. We can filter out leads by asking different questions. Some of our restoration clients, they don't want to deal with any kind of renters, or they can help with certain insurance companies and not others. So we're able to filter through all that just to see if it's something that should even take up your time. We can give out minimums, any kind of pricing or quotes you want us to give out on the phone, and we can even schedule appointments. And so it makes it nice that we can actually progress the relationship and not just take a message. And then we also do outbound calls. So that's huge. The fortune's in the follow-up, but it's so hard to find the time to do the follow-up. And I guarantee 95% or more of your competition is not following up. So it really helps you close more deals if you're getting that follow-up in. And that's a great thing to outsource, because even if you try, if you have an office admin, it often doesn't make it to their to-do list either, because everyone's just so busy putting out fires all day. And so it's hard to do that proactive work, but you're losing a lot of revenue by not doing what others aren't of actually following up.
That makes sense. A lot of the restoration companies we work with offer other services, whether it's carpet cleaning or air duct cleaning. And those definitely have an opportunity to be following up on leads that they've generated in the past. You did mention something, and kind of a sore spot for me, because as a digital marketing agency, we generate phone calls for the restoration companies that we work with. We've been doing it for over 7 years. We actually record every call that we generate. And our team at some point goes in and listens to that call recording after the fact. Right. And I've had clients that have worked with answering services in the past. Some have been good. Some have not been good to listen to. I joke around. It always sounds like it's some 14-year-old kid in the middle of Alabama that wouldn't know a thing about restoration if it bit him in the butt. Tell me a little bit about the origin story of how Jill's Office got started, and kind of what make the Jill's a better alternative to a lot of those other answering services.
Yeah, that's a great question. So it got started, our founder, who's also our CEO, his name's Brant Thurgood.
And his name's not Jill?
Yeah, no, there's actually no Jill. Isn't that crazy?
Okay.
We're all Jill. We'll all answer to Jill. But his family was in the home service industry, contractors. His uncle was a contractor. His brother was a contractor. So he was out driving with his brother one day, and his brother's phone rang, and Brant said, aren't you going to get that? And his brother said, oh, no, if they really want to do business with me, they'll leave a message. I just want to be doing what we're doing right now. Mm. And Brant was a sales major at the time, and he knew, just your reaction right there. Oof, that is not the way business works. But just fill in that pain point of knowing how hard it is to keep all the balls in the air. And then at the same time, he was also working at a call center at that time for actually a bank, helping to approve loans. And he knew, for lack of a better term, how much working at a call center sucks. your number there, nobody cares about you. The churn and retention is awful on employees, because it's just, it's kind of a deadbeat job. And so he decided right then and there, two things. Number one, he wanted to be that solution for the home service industry and contractors, all those different kinds of people, that being able to solve that pain point of making sure their phone gets answered, and that it's more than just answering the call and taking a message. And the second thing is, he wanted to create a call center with an amazing culture that people actually wanted to come to work. And so 9 years later, we're living that dream and able to help, hundreds of contractors across the U.S. and Canada, and a variety of different industries, but definitely restoration is one of them, in being able to answer their phone and actually progress that relationship. And also, we have an amazing work culture. I mean, people love coming to work. They love their job. And we really, because we believe if we value our employees and make them feel appreciated, then they're going to wow the callers. And so we want to wow them, so they wow the callers. And, and a lot of people ask, well, can an answering service answer the calls as well as I can? And the answer is no. We don't know all the ins and outs. I mean, that's just the truth. We are professionals in remediation. We don't know everything about duct cleaning. We're not professionals in all of that. But what we are professionals in is answering the phone and being a receptionist and customer service and the customer experience and emotional intelligence and tone of voice and all those things. So what we can do really well is capture that customer, make them feel valued, get the information that we need, get them booked for an estimate, or get out some minimum pricing or whatever it is, and take it to the next stage of the relationship so that you're sure that your phones are being covered 24/7 and you're not distracted all day by those interruptions. The callers are being captured and filtering out who you actually need to talk to. And so that you can focus on what only you and you alone can do as a business owner, and then let, you know, let others that are able to at least cover the phone part take care of that.
I love that. You talk to these business owners and they know the very best person to answer that call would be them, right? The second best person to answer that call might be a project manager or technician that's got experience doing that work and helping with homeowners through the insurance claim process. But the third best alternative, it's certainly not voicemail. The third best alternative might be a Jill from Jill's office there. So I know you guys have been in business for almost 10 years now. How long have you guys worked with restoration companies? Because I know you guys started with general contractors. When did you guys start working with restoration companies?
So before I got on this podcast, I actually looked back into our system to see. And our first, it was a cleaning and restoration company. They signed up in October 2015. So okay. It's been a little over 8 years now that I'm working within that industry.
Okay. Since you've had quite a bit of time working with restoration companies, are there any that stick out to you, like, you know, wins that you guys have had partnering with a restoration company where you guys have been acknowledged for, you know, being that solution to the problem of getting those phones answered when their team is just not available?
Yeah. You know, what I love about it is there's two sides to the win. So the first side is our client, the restoration company itself. I was just looking through one of our clients on Friday and the calls that came in, and I think they had about 6 calls that came in. Yeah. 3 of them were sales calls, which nobody likes to get those, but what's nice is we can filter them out, take us off your list. And then that wasn't a distraction, you know, you had to deal with throughout the day. Yeah. And then there was another one that was a customer from 3 years ago, and they were wondering about their warranty and if parts were still covered, they need some more additional work done. So that was one that we were able to take. There was another one that they had some water damage in their kitchen. Mm-hmm. Insurance was helping to cover it. It wasn't an emergency. The water had stopped flowing, but it was just they needed some work done. So we were able to schedule an appointment for next week because it wasn't anything urgent. Okay. And then there was another call that was an emergency where they had a toilet on their second floor that was leaking down to the first floor, to the basement, and they needed someone out there ASAP. So that call, we were able to transfer over to the company as they requested in those types of situations so they could get out there ASAP. So what's nice about that is, those calls had come throughout the day. And I do believe they have an in-office manager. So we were just taking the overflow. So it was things that they had missed. But, you know, that emergency situation, they would have kept going through Google if, you know, we hadn't answered the phone. The other ones, it was nice to have that friendly, warm voice that answered. And it was nice that they didn't have to get interrupted right away because that wasn't an emergency they had to deal with right in this moment. So they could deal with the other emergencies on their plate that day, but we could take care of it, you know, that to come up in the upcoming weeks. Okay. So where I see the win is it's just filtering out the different kinds of calls that are coming in. We found in looking in our data of our different companies that on average about 30% of calls that come into a business are new leads. It can vary just depending on, you know, how good their digital marketing company is or working.
Right.
Obviously several other factors. But what's nice is just being able to filter through that because you never know what kind of call it is. And even for your current customers, again, having that live person answering is going to just create that amazing customer experience. So that's the other side of the win is the customer's experience. Where it's so frustrating. I mean, this literally happened to me last week. I was trying to find someone to come out and fix my sprinklers. And I had to go through like 7 names on Google to get a live person to answer the phone. And I was so frustrated. And that's what people feel all the time. And especially when they're in an emergency type of situation, right. Their cortisone stress levels are so high. And having a live person actually answer, I can't tell you how many times we hear, oh, thank God somebody picked up. Because they want someone to help. They need to know somebody's got them. And that just brings so much reassurance. And so many times our clients will share these, 5-star reviews they get just because of their receptionist being so friendly and helpful and somebody answered the phone.
And in some of those are Jills that are answering the phones for those companies there. All right. That's awesome. So for our audience that's listening and realizing, hey, we have a problem. We're not always answering the phone live. We want to connect with Jill's office. Tell us a little bit about the costs or the way you guys' programs are set up and kind of what the onboarding process might look like for a new restoration company that's interested in having you guys help them to field some inbound calls.
Sure. What's nice about it is the plans are really flexible and they're really a plug and play to however you need them in your business. So anywhere from, a little over 100 a week to a couple thousand a week, just depending on your call volume.
Now, when you say 100 to 1,000, are we talking minutes or individual calls?
Dollars. Of just like what, so we have minutes packages.
Okay.
And they range anywhere from about 100 to, I mean, we have some clients that are using over $2,000 of usage a week just because okay. their volume is that busy. So it's really flexible. There's no contracts. There's a lot of our clients like the flexibility. If they have certain seasons that are busier than others, you can turn up or down your minutes usage as much as you need. We don't charge for any calls under 25 seconds. So that helps eliminate a lot of those robocalls and those other type nuisance calls. And we also cap our calls. So we train our receptionists. It's that balance between taking care of the customer and providing, you know, that wow factor of customer support, but also moving it along because we want to get to the next call.
Okay.
So we definitely train our Jills, you know, to have that balance. But sometimes you just get those chatty Cathys that not off the phone and have to tell you the whole history of their dog peeing on the carpet and, you know, the whole story. And so what's nice is when you do get those longer winded customers, we do cap the calls at 15 minutes. So you're never charged for over that. So that makes it really nice. And so to get started, it's actually our clients are always surprised how simple it is because it's one of the hurdles of people not signing up is they don't know how to train someone in how to answer their phone.
Yes, I was just going to mention that. What's
like,
that?
What do I do? How do I
look like? You? Right.
So the nice thing about that is, I mean, we take over 1 million calls a year. So we've been able to streamline the process of knowing what we need to know on the phone. And, you know, like I mentioned before, we're not going to know all the ins and outs of your business, but there's usually about 80% of the same questions you get into your business. And so we have a form that you fill out. It takes about 15 to 20 minutes, and it's going to guide you through the questions that we typically get. You choose your industry, so you choose restoration. Here's the type of calls that we get in this industry. And so you just answer those questions to customize to your company. And then on the back end, we set up your call instructions all specific to your company to make them really simple for the Jills. And then we have a onboarding call where we'll go through your answers to your questions just to make sure everything is clear. Did we miss anything? And then we give you a phone number that you can forward your calls to. And so basically, you just forward your office call, whatever that number is. Or if you're working with a marketer where you have several different tracking numbers, you can forward all of them over to your Jill number. And then that's how the calls get into our system. And the Jill in that moment becomes your receptionist. All your company information's on the screen. And she can go through and gather all the information and take what other steps you want her to take on that call. And it's totally customizable. I mean, some people just want us to take messages. Some want us to transfer in some situations. Some want us to schedule. And you can really customize it to whatever your needs are.
Okay. Well, if it's one of my clients and they're a restoration company and they're taking emergency water jobs and a Jill answers the phone and they identify, hey, this person has an emergency water damage situation. That warm transfer option, I think, would be great for a lot of these restoration companies. They have a live human being. They can then put that homeowner on hold for a few moments, go through maybe a list of one or two technicians until they get a live human being on the phone, and then do a quick introduction. And then you guys are out of the way, and that restoration company has a great opportunity that they wouldn't have necessarily gotten otherwise there.
Right. So. Yeah. The majority of our restoration clients definitely utilize that transfer for that reason.
So there's a lot of offshore answering services out there. You guys are located in Utah, which is awesome. Can you give me the makeup? Like, what makes for a good Jill when you guys are hiring somebody to answer the phone for one of these home service businesses?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we definitely don't hire anyone who comes through our doors. We scrutinize through our Jills. We want to make sure there's parts that are trainable and then there's parts that they just have to have to be able to qualify for the job.
Okay.
And a lot of it is just their, their emotional intelligence, the vibe. Are they, you know, when you talk to them, are you feeling, you know, welcomed? Do they have that natural customer service spirit? And then, what are their computer skills? Because we definitely want, we have to learn how to use our system and our different client systems. So they've definitely got to be savvy in that. We want them to match, you know, the values within our culture. So we definitely scrutinize for different things like that. But then we put them through a pretty extensive training. We have a 3-week boot camp before they're on their own on the phones where we train them in personality types and how to talk to, you know, an A personality versus a D personality and how to, your tone of voice on the call. We do a lot with your tone of voice and using positive phrasing instead of negative phrasing and how to respond when you don't know the answer to something. So we do lots of training in that so that they really are professionals on the phone.
And that's, you know, we get asked about that kind of training for front office staff of the restoration companies. And we don't necessarily do a great job of empowering them to empower their staff to do that. So that's awesome that you guys take the extra time to provide that coaching and development for the Jills when they come on board. I don't know, Michelle, you got me sold. If I've got a restoration company and I know, and I'm doing digital marketing for them and I know they're missing phone calls, you guys seem like a much better solution than just letting those calls continue to go to voicemail and miss out on those opportunities. So tell the audience if they're interested in contacting you about potentially, you know, doing some work with Jill's office and having them help you or having you guys help them answer the phone, what's the best way for them to reach out to you?
Yeah, for sure. So if you go to our website, just jillsoffice.com, I always recommend grab a demo on there, and that's going to help you hear what our Jills actually sound like. And then you can easily also schedule a call on our website with one of our account consultants, and they'll do a discovery call just to make sure we're a good fit. Just as important it is for our clients to make sure we're the right fit, we also want to make sure they're the right fit, because call quality is really important to us, and we want to make sure we can actually offer what you're needing. So, just go to our website, jillsoffice.com. And we do actually have a special where you can get $300 off getting started with the code WRM. That's for Water Restoration Marketing.
I love that. I love
that. But that's another kind of way to help it get a little bit easier to get going.
Awesome. Well, Michelle, I appreciate you jumping on here. Also, thank you for the love with the promotional code there. So if any of our audience are interested, go to jillsoffice.com, listen to the demo, go ahead and schedule a call with one of their team members. I've talked to a couple of the ladies over there. Everybody's great, and they can get you started. And when you're ready to pull the trigger, use that code WRM. Save yourself $300. Michelle, thanks again for your time. We really appreciate you jumping on here.
Thank you so much. I've loved it.
All right. For our audience, thank you guys for sticking around. If you like what you heard today, please subscribe to the Restoration Pros Unplugged podcast. We'll be back with more interviews and insights from entrepreneurs and professionals in the restoration industry, like Michelle here. So until then, we ask you guys to stay safe, stay dry, and we hope you guys stay busy. Thanks again, Michelle.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Restoration Pros Unplugged podcast. If you like what you heard today, be sure to subscribe, share, and also leave us a 5-star review. We'll be back with more interviews and discussions with restoration industry leaders really soon. In the meantime, if you're a restoration company looking to add more high-value water jobs, you can reach me and my team at waterrestorationmarketing.net. Again, that's waterrestorationmarketing.net. I look forward to hearing from you soon.